Now we've got somebody on the line here, Brooksy.
Yes.
This bloke, he's been around for a while. He's a loyal member of the SEN family, is he not?
He was here from day one.
Day one, was he really?
Day one.
And if you want to have a punt, and I advise that you do so responsibly, sports bet with mates, start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply, gamble responsibly. We've got here Sean Omorod. Mate, how are you going, Shawnee?
Mate, if I wasn't already pumped for the rugby league season to roll around in what is about, 40-odd days, I think Brooksy said before, that little monologue just there has got me so fired up. That was spine-tingling, that little intro, mate.
What are you expecting this year? I've got my top five. I was actually texting with Sir Matty Johns the other day about the top five, and that just kind of stirs me up. Who's your top five or even top three? Like, who are you thinking, who you reckon is going to maintain and who you think might fall away?
Look, I think probably the top three, again, will probably pick itself. I think the Panthers are going to be there. Storm going to be there. Mm. One team that I do think might have a little bit of, and look, I'm not going too outside of the box here, but I think the Roosters are in for a huge year. Their prices has already tumbled in a couple of rolls probably the last month or so. I think they were probably $10 or $11 maybe late last year. They're getting Luke Keary back. Mm. Yeah, I mean, everyone knows all the injuries they had last year. I'm expecting big things from the Chooks again. They're thereabouts or have been for the last probably decade, it feels like. Best fullback in the comp, you could argue. Tommy Turbo lovers might not agree, but I think if they can keep their best 17, 18, 19 maybe together for most of the year, they'll be thereabouts.
Yeah, they're just that kind of franchise, Manchester United style club, aren't they? That just doesn't matter what happens, they pop up and they will be there when it matters. And of course, in the top four, Cronulla Sharks. Sean, what do you think? What are the odds on that?
Yeah, it's one team that I've sort of battled with trying to work out. They've obviously recruited very, very well.
Haven't
I think
they?
They're about, at last check, they were about a toss of the coin to make the eight, maybe just slight favourites. So I know where your money is definitely going there, Brennan. Let me just get the top eight market here and I'll give you a live update. Oh, they're actually $2.20 to make the eight. So
What are they to win the prize? So,
To win the prize, I reckon you're getting...
I've got you on your toes here, Shawnee.
I mean, yeah, no, that's all right. I'm nimble. I'm nimble.
You are nimble, aren't you? I can feel it.
$19 you're getting for the Sharks.
Wow.
Just wind it back
I'm getting
to
on the Sarbo.
You just get on the beers at 8 a.m. like you did last time.
Yeah, I think so. That's going to take the family on a trip to Noosa, isn't it, if they win that? What else have we got going this week? Got a bit of Aussie Open. How are you feeling about the Aussie Open? What's happening there?
Yeah, let's start with the tennis. Pick of the bunch tonight is probably, I love saying this bloke's name, Stefanos Tsitsipas. He's the number four seed playing the American Tyler Fritz. Stefanos, he's $1.53, expected to progress the American $2.46. He's suited number 20, so he's no real slouch, but I expect the big Greek man to progress there. As far as the outright goes, looks a bit of a race in two. We've got Daniil Medvedev. Didn't do himself any favours the other night. He's even money to go the whole way. Rafa Nadal, $3.30.
Oh,
everyone else is a big old $13 or bigger. So if you're looking outside there, those two lads, you can probably find yourself a little bit of value. But let's be honest, it's all about the Barty party. She rolled on last night pretty easily, it's got to be said. She was even money earlier today. She's now $1.80, seeing a lot of support with sports, but obviously we've got a lot of patriotic punters with us, and she's very short to progress tomorrow night against Jessica Pegula. Her old man, I think Brooks, I'm sure he's mentioned this, owns the Buffalo Bills, so she's probably not in the greatest mood, given they've now tumbled out of the NFL playoff race.
Yeah.
And the main danger for Ash Barty is Iga Świątek. She's $5 to take it out. And also, not to be outdone, lads, men's doubles doesn't really attract a lot of betting support usually, but it's on fire this year. We've obviously got, it's the Koch and Kyrgios show. They're $3.50 to win the men's doubles title down there in Mexico.
Yes. Well, and I was just saying, Nick sent it because he loves a tweet. He just tweets as soon as he gets off the court. Like, I'm surprised he is. I'm surprised he's not tweeting while he's on the court. And soon one day I reckon he'll be able to hit balls and tweet, or tweet with his racket, just be tweeting whilst playing. But he tweeted last night's chop-up. He explained his game as last night's chop-up. Can you digest that? What does that mean?
Yeah, look, I'm probably showing my age here. I think I've got a fair idea of what he means about a chop up, but it's got a few different meanings, and I might just leave that. Maybe Tim Manor can take that one for me.
Yeah, there's 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. versions of a chop up, isn't
it? Yeah.
Should we move on?
Let's
to
leave
the,
that one alone.
To from the big night to the big bash, BBL challenges Sixers strikers. How are we vibing there?
Yeah, got a couple of days to wait for this game. It's on Wednesday night, Australia Day night. Sydney Sixers, Adelaide Strikers, very, very tight betting match. The Strikers are slight favourites at this stage, $1.86. The Sixers are $1.94. Obviously, Perth are in the box seat. They're $1.57 to win the title. Strikers,
the whole thing.
$4, a little bit shorter than the Sixers. Obviously, they're slight favourites. That'll chop and change depending on what the betting does in that game. But the Sixers $4.50 to win, I think. Is that three in a row they're going for?
Yeah, three, Pete. Who would you put your $10 on if you had to, Shawnee?
Well, I'm a little bit boring, mate, but look, the Scorchers, they're obviously in the box seat.
Yeah,
they've been
right,
the clear best team for mine all year. But look, $1.57 in a big batch game, as good as they've been, it's probably on the short side. So if you can work out who's going to win Wednesday, then you're getting a bit of value in either the Strikers or the Sixers.
Sixers into Ash Barty in two sets. You know, those kind of bets would be quite creative, wouldn't
they? Sharks.
Into the Sharks for the premiership. That's really blowing out. But you'll have to wait till next October to take the family to Noosa. That's the only thing. What you don't have to wait for is the NFL Conference Championships. There's a lot of action. I'm not in on it. So, sort us out, Shawnee. What's happening there with the odds?
Yeah, well, I heard Brooksy before mention the weekend that was just gone. And look, it's probably one of the most crazy weekends of NFL that I can remember. There's four games that were just complete. My head was spinning watching the end of those games today. But Brooksy, we were on the texties earlier, and you went the early crow. He texted me saying, "Are you watching Tom Brady's last game?" As soon as you hit send, the GOAT, the one man that you never early crow on, just went bang, bang. Tied the game up. They obviously got beat in the end. So, he didn't get over the line.
Sweet.
So, he's finished. But the conference championships, as you mentioned, it's the early betting. We're already up and betting with that one. It's not till next Monday. We've got the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Bengals, I think you called them before.
Bengals. As they're known in Calcutta and Varanasi, I think.
Exactly. Kansas, early days, obviously, with a week away, but they're 7-point favourites currently, $1.27 into head-to-head. Cincinnati, $3.78. And then in the other game, LA Rams, they're 3.5-point favourites to the 49ers, $1.54
on,
and $2.49,
oh, yeah, wow,
respectively. But the big one, obviously, we're 3 weeks away, Super Bowl. And now this market's had an absolute massive shake-up given the weekend. We just had the two best teams have been bundled out. So Kansas City there now the shortest way home, obviously big favourites to progress. They're $2.10, but as I said, with all of these bigger teams going out, some of the prices laid for the four remaining are huge. The average price that we've bet on Kansas throughout the year is $6.50. Similar story with the LA Rams. They're now $3 second favourite, but the average price bet throughout the season was $11 here, and they've been the second best back team by far with Sportsbet. And look, the result, if the Rams go all the way, is very, very ugly. So I might be offline for a couple of days if that's the way it goes. The 49ers, they're $5, and the Bengals are a big old $9, but an average price bet there of 21 throughout the year.
Oof. Gents, any thoughts on these information?
The home game's got to help, doesn't it? The LA Rams playing at LA, playing a Super Bowl like in your own town, it's got to help.
I think so. Like, huge. Happened with the Bucks last year too.
Yeah.
So, and it hadn't happened before. This could be interesting. It could go back to back before it never happening again. Rams have got a really soft launch into this Super Bowl. The Niners were so banged up. They looked terrible against the Packers. 3.5. Whoa.
Wow.
LA needs
a bit of luck with the sporting team, doesn't it? The Lakers are not looking great. Like, LA needs to make some impact sporting-wise on the canvas, isn't it?
They had a bit of success a couple of years ago with the Dodgers and the Lakers in the bubble winning. It's a bit of an asterisk, that Lakers championship for me.
Yeah,
right. That was a ridiculous Walt Disney World playing down there, crowds, whatever, LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, that's a 3.5 championship for you,
still
mate.
Still the king, mate.
But,
still the king.
Well, yeah, well, let's see if he gets to 6. But, I think the Rams are looking good for a Super Bowl appearance at home.
Shawnee, thoughts on this?
There you go. No, can't talk it out of you, Brooksy. Just get that in that Brendan Cowles multi. You won't be going to Noosa. You'll be going to Paris by the end of the year.
Via Noosa. You've got to go via. What I want to know is, what are the odds on the Super Bowl halftime? Are the Wiggles going to be covering Powderfinger? What's happening there? Are they the main act? Is it Jay-Z and the Wiggles?
It's R&B
Friday.
Is it
Wiggles and Lady Gaga? Where are the Wiggles playing at halftime?
Wouldn't that be something if Snoop Dogg just lit a big one up on stage, started banging out Hot Potato? What about that?
Jeff, I can't. I'm ripped out of my head.
Where's that bloody red bus? Oh, fruit salad.
No markets just yet for the halftime show, but as always, it's always a big betting prospect. And with the lineup that we've got this year, we'll have plenty of markets on that one. So stand by for that over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, mate. Always great to have you on, and we'll be talking to you later. That's Sean Omeron, Omerod even, there with Sportsbet odds. Thanks, mate.